102.5.
Hey, cutie.
We made eye contact.
Misconnections.
That was me staring.
There's only two places in this world to find true love. One is in the stadium rafters above a minor league hockey game.
Oh. Whoa, that's dangerous.
The teenage fighting just turns me on.
What?
The other is on the pages of Craigslist.org. We scour that website every single week to find the best misconnections they have to offer, like this one titled McDiamond in the Rough. Man for Woman, 28, Downtown McDonald's.
Oh, no.
It says, "You, dark hair, green scarf, were sitting down in a booth all by yourself, eating a fillet of fish and reading a book. I think it was Hunger Games."
Whoa, the irony.
That's ironic.
Oh, okay. Why am I on the same page as this guy?
You and this man.
I love it.
Same
wavelength.
I'm embarrassed.
I feel the chemistry.
He goes on, "I noticed that you were also eating your fries with a fork, so I knew you were classy, like that mom from the Kardashians."
Kris Jenner?
Okay. Technically, they're all moms now.
Yeah,
so
true.
Gonna have to be more specific.
They're not eating McDonald's.
At one point, I tried getting your attention by seductively walking by you to the soda machine and refilling my ice several times, but you never even lifted your head up. I even said out loud, "Wow, the ice is ginormous. It could be part of a glacier." But again, nothing.
I mean, what woman wouldn't turn her head at that line?
Yeah, what? Big eyes.
Oh.
What's going on over there?
I just heard big.
Yeah. I finally left, but I did attempt to leave you a secret message.
Oh, my God.
What? I rearranged my leftover fries on my table to spell out my phone number. I'm guessing you wrote it down on your way out.
I know.
But are just too shy to call.
Yeah.
Don't be. I only bite burgers, not people.
What?
That was
okay. No, we don't need that laugh out. I don't even think he's going to get a call from the custodian in the area.
Yeah.
That's signed Scotty the Body.
Oh.
Keep in mind, it's a McDonald's body.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
exactly.
This next misconnection is titled, "Hey Neighbor, I Saw Everything."
Oh.
Man for Man, 32, Your Window by the Park.
Oh, okay.
My gosh.
Oh, no, no.
It says, "I walk my dog Sebastian by your first floor apartment every night around 8 p.m., in the last few times, your curtains to your bedroom were open, and I could see everything."
Okay.
Oh.
And by
I don't know. I never close my curtains.
I
you
leave mine
close?
Open,
yeah.
Hoping someone will look at me.
I
that's
mean,
the only way I'm
like,
going to be seen naked.
If this is all they got, then maybe they need a little something.
Wow.
You know?
Do not think that, no.
I'm picturing Brooke pushing her naked body up against the glass. Like, anybody? No.
I'm picturing Brooke mowing the front lawn naked. Just like, "Oh, did I forget to put clothes on? Whoopsie-daisy."
But he goes on and says, "And by everything, I mean your black socks and nothing else."
Oh, okay. Well, hello.
Is it a happy coincidence, or are you doing that on purpose?
Oh.
I promise I'm not a creeper, or a peeping Paul, or a creeping Carl.
A lot of names.
I think it's peeping Tom, but it works.
Yeah.
I'm just a normal guy with a dog and a fantastic butt.
Oh,
okay.
I think he may be interested. I mean, the thing is, if you're on a first floor apartment and you're leaving your windows open to your bedroom, you're doing it on purpose.
You're asking for
it.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's intentional.
That's true.
He says, "If you're doing this intentionally and you'd like some discreet company, by all means, let me know. Tomorrow night at 8, flash your lights off and on as a signal to let me know it's okay to crawl through your open window."
What?
Oh,
I was just thinking maybe a better plan was to go and knock on this guy's door, but that was my idea.
I just hope she accidentally doesn't flicker the lights. Like, "Oh, I forgot something in the kitchen. Hold on. Oh, I forgot something else." And next thing you know, he's like, "That's my cue."
Yeah.
Actually, I'll just do it if you have your lights on.
Oh.
No.
That signal would work, too.
Well, told you this was scary.
No.
I actually hope this man hears this.
Anyway, thank you for making my routine dog walk a very uplifting experience.
Okay.
I get it.
Full salute.
Sincerely, Brandon.
Try Brandon.
This next misconnection is titled, "The Sorting Hat Picks You and Me."
Ooh, Harry Potter.
Woman for Man, 29, Experimental Middle School.
Oh my gosh,
high
school.
What?
I finally get these references though, because I'm finally reading the books with my kids.
If you're lost, the sorting hat, it tells where the kids which house they're gonna be in Harry Potter.
Let's see what she said. She writes, "You teach my son's Hogwarts DJ class on the weekends."
No.
Who knew you could combine Harry Potter with rave music, but somehow it works.
Yay!
Does it?
Wingardium Leviosa. I'm actually thankful I didn't sign him up for the bowling management and theory class. He already took the precursor to that last fall, so I think this one would have been redundant.
Man, school's changed since I left.
There are some weird extracurricular activities, I'll tell you that.
Anyway, I won't say your name on here, but I'll just say it's obvious you enjoy wearing sweater vests.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, I think they fit you just right.
Somebody's excited about the wand.
And sometimes I show up early just to see if we can have a brief tete-a-tete. To see if there are any sparks, but it's usually dark in the classroom with the pulsing music, and you only recognize me by the glow stick I hold up to my face.
Oh. That's cool. They probably all have glow stick wands.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Oh, I see.
It's hard to get to know someone by yelling at them, maybe if you see this, you'd be willing to put down your neon green wand sometime and enjoy an espresso with me after class.
Oh. Ooh.
And if that goes well, maybe we can play Quidditch with my naughty parts.
Oh, well, okay.
Just like that game, most people can't find the snitch. You know what I'm saying?
That's what she writes.
It's kind of hard to find.
I got hit by the bludger.
She actually says it. She goes, can you find the golden snitch?
See?
I'll help.
There could be a map to it. Us men will not find it. Sorry.
And she signs that, Toby's mom.
Toby.
Calls out her kid's name.
Toby the Great Wizard.
Yes. I could see them working out, honestly.
Yeah, me too.
That's your Craigslist misconnections. We've got your phone tap coming up right after this.